Welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verses 37 through 39. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance." They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. We look into the parable of the vineyard owner and see that Jesus was really talking about himself, being sent to the world to be disrespected, tortured, and killed. Yes, Jesus experienced all of these and more. He lived the spiritual works of mercy to perfection, not knowing sin, but garnering a complete surrender to goodwill. He proved to all that he was willing to bear all wrongs patiently, willing to forgive without question all wrongs willingly, even to the point of a death on a cross. He forgave each and every sin his home put him through to overcome their fright of losing their own spiritual circumstances that they weren't ready to let go of, for even to this day, Jews deny the Messiah was Jesus. How far can you go for Jesus? Will you cower at the sight of blood or physical harm? Maybe if the government threatens to hurt you or your family, then you too will deny the one and only Savior of the world. Our Kairos Prison Ministry Weekend concludes today, and yesterday was open mic, allowing the participants to speak about their experiences and even failures without worry of being judged. They also received palancas yesterday, which is written letters from the team as well as many others from across the world and our local communities. Our church's catechism teachers had the children write letters to the men. One young girl identified herself to be 9, wrote an encouraging letter to one who said, "Her words have forever changed me. I am praying for you," she wrote. "Just trust in Jesus and you will be set free." I am in awe of this. The inmate looked at everyone with tears of joy in his eyes and said he realized he had been in prison his entire life on the outside, but here behind the walls of societal judgment, he had become absolutely free in Christ Jesus for the first time in his life. Powerful testimony of reconciliation that places all his love, faith, and hope in Jesus' grace. Amen. Don't forget the 7 corporal works of mercy as well as the 7 spiritual works of mercy listed here today. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our 2 oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. What a weekend we have concluded today. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother in the name of Jackie's sister, Laureen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. I'll be saying hello to them today. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 21 today. with verses 37 through 39. Two stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Sun Is Sent Finally. Sun His Scent Finally. Thinking sun mine respect. Sun seen, they said speedily, him kill air is he detect. Him securely seized, vineyard you concede, removed to bleed, him kill from greed. Amen. Sometimes the poetry can be sad, killing the Lord from greed. Amen. But it is meant to lift your spirits as we pray for you each and every day. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 21st, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 6:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm up a little later today. Had some terrible chills last night at some point. I think it's just being in the air conditioning all weekend long. Yeah, where the chapel at the prison is absolutely frozen. I mean, you could hang some meat in there and it would last for days. Amen. We close today in the name of Jesus, thinking about our good friends around the world and our men in blue today, as we say a prayer for them today in Jesus' name. John, we're thinking about you this morning. Bless you and your beautiful wife, Mary. As I say to my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We close today at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. Say a prayer for our team today, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May Jesus and our Heavenly Father bless you. Amen.